Father, we thank you for your love this day, your never-ending love, how great it is. Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that paid the price for it all. Lord, we just, you know, that's just marvelous in our eyes, Lord, just how great you are and what you've done for mankind. And we ask you today, Holy Spirit, to teach us in your word and show us and reveal to us things in your word that to just charge our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Lord Jesus.
If y'all will, we're going to start out in Proverbs. How many of y'all love Proverbs?
I love Proverbs.
Proverbs and Psalms, man, they just... But we're in the second chapter of Proverbs, and it starts out with a question. And I'm going to read out of this Passion Translation. I love this Passion Translation.
Yeah.
But it says, my child, will you treasure my wisdom? Then and only then will you acquire it. And only if you accept my advice and hide it in within you will you succeed. So train your heart to listen when I speak and open your spirit wide to expand your discernment. And then pass it on to your sons and daughters. Yes, cry out for comprehension and intercede for insight. For if you keep seeking it, like a man would seek for sterling silver, searching in hidden places for cherished treasures, then you'll discover the fear of the Lord and find the true knowledge of God. Wisdom is a gift from a generous God, and every word he speaks is full of revelation.
Amen.
And becomes a fountain of understanding within you.
Amen.
For the Lord has a hidden storehouse of wisdom made accessible to his godly lovers. You know, that really says a lot right there for us to set our hearts on the Lord and seek him. But he says here in verse 4, he says, if you will keep seeking it like a man would seek for silver. You know, in today's markets, I don't know about silver of old, but in today's market, silver is like $25 an ounce, $25, $30 an ounce. And gold is what, $1,500, $1,800 an ounce, somewhere around that range. But you see how more valuable gold, I mean, but he says to seek for wisdom like you'd seek for silver. And I got to meditating on that, thinking on that. That just had me baffled. But the Holy Spirit brought back to my memory that redemption in the scriptures is always what's there about redemption? Silver.
Yeah.
Silver. Silver is always tied in with redemption. So I got to thinking then, there's a lot of wisdom in redemption, man.
Yep.
So I want us to go to one of those, one, I guess probably the greatest story about redemption. You know, I'm sure there's been a lot of people brought to the Lord over the years. Now, we're talking about the authority of the believer. I'm going to get there in a little bit with this. But the authority of the believer, here it says, but it's Luke chapter 15, and it's the prodigal son. He said, I'm going to start in Luke 15 and 20. It says, so the young son set off for home from a long distance away, and his father saw him coming dressed as a beggar and had great compassion swelled up in his heart for his son was returning home. So the father raced out to meet him, and he swept him up in his arms and hugged him dearly and kissed him over and over with tender love. And then the son said, Father, I was wrong. I have sinned against you. I could never deserve to be called your son. Just let me be. And then the father interrupted. You know, it says, the father interrupted and said, Son, you're home now. And it says, turning to the servants, the father said, quick, bring me the best robe, the robe of righteousness, and I will place it on his shoulders. Bring me the ring, The seal of sonship, that's what we're going to key in on today, the ring, the seal of sonship. And I'll put it on his finger and bring me the best shoes you can find for my son. Let's prepare a great feast, celebrate, for this beloved son of mine was once dead, but now he's alive again. Once he was lost, but now he's found. Mm. And everyone celebrated with overflowing joy. Mm. And we'll finish it up with the last, it says, and you know the big brother come over there and he put his 2 cents in. Mm. And then the father said, my son, you've always been with me by my side. Everything I have is yours to enjoy. It's all right to celebrate like this and be overjoyed because this brother of yours was once dead and gone, but now he's alive and back with us again. He was lost, but now he's found.
Jesus.
Well, how many of y'all have been lost, but now are found? You know, we can all see that. And what was it? You know, the boy, he come to the daddy. You know, he was feeling this big, don't you? Feeling like nothing. I mean, just crawl back in and really not knowing what to expect. But the father's love, you know, he give him that robe, give him that ring, give him them shoes. And you know, he called him son. He didn't call him, you know, old pig pen, you know, like old Charlie Brown, you know.
Hey, that's good to bring out that name. That's good.
You know, he never put him down, did he? He just welcomed them back with loving open arms.
I've seen some children come back home and their parents are, you're just like your old dad. I knew you go, and you think you're going to come back? You know, it's just a different scenario. Mm-hmm. And then, too, we have to recall that this boy came back with repentance. Mm-hmm. Some children come back thinking you own something, you know, mm-hmm. that, you know, yeah, when I can mess up, I'm going out and mess up again and, you know, come in with the wrong attitude. But this boy attitude, he was told to change inside.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Inside, mm-hmm. That's where he was changed in. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm no more longer worthy to become, but the father makes you worthy.
Yeah. Do you think the boy ever went back to the pig pen?
He knew what was out there. You know, at first he didn't know what was out there. It looked greener, it looked brighter, it looked exciting. But when he got out, what he went through with, having to go down there with the hogs, no, he went with the hogs. So he never wants to go back in that direction.
But there's one thing that Satan's pattern doesn't change. He never tells the truth about the consequences.
That's good. He never tells
a drug addict you'll sell your body for drugs. He never tells a drunk that, you know, you'll end up with the liver transplant, and he never told this boy.
He never tells it.
He never tells the full story.
Mm-hmm. The not the bad part.
The best thing is the father did not wait for the child to apologize. He loved him.
That's good.
And he accepted
that's
him.
Good.
Before.
Yeah.
Come on. Now that's good.
He knew the heart of the child. He knew the repentance. And he shouted out love like God did with Christ. He shouted out love before.
And that's good, dear. And another thing, he was looking
for him.
For the child. He saw him afar off. That means he was looking for him. It's just like Jesus. Jesus will leave the 99 to go get one.
He didn't give up.
He saw him afar off, and he was looking for him. So he was looking for him, and he saw him afar off. He saw him coming afar off. And you know, only with 20/20, so far you can see. I mean, come on. But he saw him, I believe he saw him in the spirit, that he is coming.
His heart was seeking after his child.
He was like they're upset and he's praying for him. He's, you know, and he's believing that he's coming home. You know, God's going to bring him in. And he was looking.
But back to the ring, the silver ring of authority, mm-hmm. you know, I was reading on signet rings on years ago how they would make them. A lot of times they would make them out of silver. And then they would be laden with gold, you know, to make the impression off. But there's something, it's this word just kept popping up to me. You know, Isaiah tells us that he was, that we esteemed him, or we thought him stricken and smitten of God. Smitten of God. And I got to thinking about that word smitten, and I looked it up, and it's kind of like a twofold meaning to it. You know, you ever heard, Susie was smitten by Joe's love, you know. Well, that's one aspect of it, but smitten, too, is to be struck. And you know, that's how they make the silver rings back in the day. They would smite them, smitten silver. They called it smitten silver. And they were struck. And see, Isaiah says we thought it was because of what Christ has done, or the Lord had, but it was for our benefit. It was for our benefit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, the first thing Jesus did when he come back, or what he did there in Matthew, what he said, all authority in heaven and earth. And with that, he said, now go and make disciples of all the nations. You know, that's one of the places of our authority, is go and make disciples.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. You know, you said he was smitten by God.
We esteemed him. We thought.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That he was, that he had done something wrong. That's what, you know.
Here, I'll find it.
Okay. She's going to find it and read it.
But there is another Old Testament scripture, where is it? That he was smitten by God.
He took the judgment for all.
Yeah.
Because God is the judge. The Father is the judge.
Right.
And most people don't even realize, they forget that part of who he is. He's the righteous judge without partiality.
Yes.
No partiality. And so you have to have the blood of Jesus on you. If you don't, I'm here to tell you, brother, you're going to get the full force of his judgment.
Yeah. Mm. In the 80th chapter of Psalm, it said God had stripes.
Yeah.
That he put on him. You know, most people don't even know about that scripture. You know,
yes, ma'am.
Like, the Roman soldiers put the stripes on him. It wasn't the Roman soldiers.
Yes, ma'am.
The Roman soldier beat his physical body.
Right.
Because, see, Jesus couldn't die on his own. He had to have help from the Roman soldiers. But it said God was on the inside of him, reconciling man back
to
God.
Yes, ma'am.
Boy, and God now is on the inside of us, reconciling men back to him.
Yeah. Miss Mary, I want you, have you got a like King James Version there?
Yeah.
Why don't you look up the 23rd Psalm, if you will, please, ma'am. And we're going. Did you find Isaiah there? Or 53rd, I think it's 53rd, 54th.
Yeah, I'm
well,
trying
I see
to find it. No,
I see
it's 53
or
54, but I'm trying to find that particular scripture.
Scripture on what?
That he was considered. We considered him stricken.
Right up a little bit above it. Let me get it for you.
I think it's around 4. 53 and 4.
It is, but I'm trying to find that particular.
Here it is.
Verse 53 and 3.
He is despised and rejected of men. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as if it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not.
It's the fourth verse.
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted.
And Passion says, we viewed him as one who was being punished for something he himself had done, as one who was struck down by God and brought low.
Right. But keep reading that, read verse 5.
But it was because of our rebellious deeds that he was pierced, and because of our sins that he was crushed. He endured the punishment that made us completely shalom.
Amen.
And in his wounding, or in his bruises, we found our healing. Or it says, amongst his bruises, which to me is evidence of what he took for us. You're like a coroner. We're examining the body, and amongst those bruises, we found our Lord.
Miss Mary, you got that contact song?
Yeah.
If we'll read that.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
Amen.
He leads me beside the still waters.
Amen.
He restoreth my soul.
Amen.
He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
Amen.
But thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil.
Amen.
My cup runneth over.
Amen.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me.
Thank you, Lord.
All the days of my life.
Amen.
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
But you know what we just read of the prodigal son, you know, the robe of righteousness. Here we have righteousness, don't we? You know, he leads me with his footsteps of righteousness. And he talks about going the path, you know. We was talking about shoes a little bit ago, you know, that, you know, shoes denote protection in the Bible. And, you know, it talks about tread upon scorpions and serpents and all. Every once in a while, I'll get a scorpion in my house because I live out in the wooded area. I don't dare step on that rascal barefooted, but if I got enough shoes on, no problem. but anyway, and it goes on to say, your authority is my strength and my peace. But here we see in 23rd Psalm, righteousness, authority, and walk. You know, you're going to have to have shoes on. And 23rd Psalm goes on to talk about a meal. You remember prodigal son says, kill the fatted calf, the fatted calf, and let's make a good, you know, and joy over it. And but anyway, I've seen where both these had the same aspect. Righteousness, the authority, shoes on your feet. You know, preparation of the gospel, you know, and peace. But it all ends up being his life being led forth with peace.
Yeah.
And talk about the Holy Spirit here. And that's one area of the authority of the believer, too, is to have peace.
Yeah.
Very good.
That's what I was really wanting to bring out in all this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that should be... I know there's casting out demons, this, that, they're not going to make mention of that, something right quick on that. But I agree, and I believe, you know, I'm all for that 100%. But peace should be part of our authority too in life. Have peace.
Amen.
But
can I say this?
Yes, ma'am.
You can't cast out a devil if you ain't got peace.
Right.
Within you. You can't raise nobody from the dead if you ain't got peace within you.
All right.
You got to have that peace within you. If you all upset and you can't operate in the things of God without peace.
Countries don't conquer another country if there is not peace within their walls because they're too busy fighting to keep down. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So you find when there is order and peace in a country is when they conquer.
Whoa, that's good.
But I want to share what you're talking about, casting out devils. Something I read a newspaper article this week, and I thought, so the world's getting pretty bad shape, but it was a pastor in Africa. Y'all may read this article.
A pastor what now? Talking about
Africa.
Okay.
A pastor in Africa,
uh-huh.
He'd had these two lesbians in his congregation.
Lesbians. Okay.
And he's well noted. Miracles, a lot of miracles happen in this man's church. So he has a lot of followers.
Uh-huh.
Well, he caught one woman up, and he cast the devil, or cast the spirit out of her.
Okay.
And he cast, and then he called the other woman up, and cast it out of her. They had it all on live video, you know. And but anyway, out of both women here, a week or so later, he is talking to both women, and they said, well, we're free of this thing. We no longer have a drive, sex drive for one another. We're free, you know, what you did worked. Well, the world seen this video, and all these LGBTQs and elemental PQRSTs, you know, stood up and said, no, no. And they forced them to take that video off.
Oh, my goodness.
Because, you know, that exposed them. That shines light in their darkness.
Oh, that they can be delivered.
That is a demonic spirit. That's the spirit. They don't want that.
California is passing laws, and has passed already some laws to where no one can minister to a homosexual about deliverance of any kind. And it's already got a law passed that if a little boy tends to be a, you know, want to be, you know, dressed and female, whatever, you cannot do it. They'll take your kids away. In California, they passed that law. It's been there for about 3 or 4 years.
About if your kids, what now?
If your child, see, and this does happen sometimes. Uh-huh. You know, like a little boy, he may have a little female tendencies.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and they'll send them to a counselor, and everything will be worked out. Or a lot of times they just grow out of it, you know, stuff. But no, they pass laws over there that you cannot at all even say anything to your little boy or a little girl. If they want to be a girl, the state is going to make that happen if they're 4 years old.
Who do we obey? God or man?
That's exactly correct.
But you know what? What they're doing now, on your birth certificate, they're leaving it blank. Male or female.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
So yes, ma'am. You can decide. Child can decide what they want to be.
We don't have to bow down. Desmond is trying to get this
passed.
Repentance. The world is the only way.
The world may bow down to Bill, but
we
don't
repent.
I'll never do it. That's just the way it is. You got to stand your ground.
I want to make one more comment. The father asked for the shoes to be brought to the son, shoes of peace. Mm-hmm. And then for the fatted calf, he was cutting a new covenant with that child.
Whoa. That's good there. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Cutting a new covenant.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Because he had repented and returned. So he cut a covenant with that child. The fatted calf, like they did in the temple. So shoes of peace comes. You have to have peace between you and God. That's in Romans 5. Let us have peace with God.
Well, that's shoes what he came peace. For. He said, peace yes. on earth, goodwill toward man. Yes. Now you don't have, I mean,
but
it's
he
peace.
To establish the peace. Bring him shoes. Yeah. He killed the fatted calf, then he cut him a new covenant. You have
Whoa.
To be at peace with God. He can't cut a covenant with you in rebellion.
Yeah, no. Exactly correct.
Yeah, that is good. That was good. That was very good. You got this class all.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Now,
I thank
I
God
see
for
a
all
silver
of
ring, I'm going to be like,
oh. Authority.
All right, Apostle.
I love authority is a grace to us. And it works.
It does.
And it, you know, it's all made possible by Christ. He died in our place, redeemed us, and he gave us his power to
his
tread
power.
On serpents and scorpions
his
and
power.
All the power of the enemy. All of it.
Thank you.
All of it.
All of it.
We just have to make the adjustments here.
Amen.
Teresa and I were talking about what he's talking about on the way over here.
Woo!
The Lord
that's
took
powerful.
The strong man's been bound up. We just
he's
got
been
to
bound
that.
A long time ago.
Right.
Through doctrines of devils and the sleepy church, he's arisen. That's what happened. But we're going to stop all that. This is a feat. The Lord
repeat
put on,
that. Say that again. Through what?
Through the doctrines of devils and the sleepy church, the enemy arose. That's why California's doing what it did, what it's doing.
Oh my God.
It's doing
that's
what,
good.
What the church has allowed.
Right.
Yes. See, when our focus is on Christ, we're like him. If yes. our focus is on anything else, we're like that.
Yes.
Whatever we're focused on.
Amen.
And so when we focus on him, it's astonishing how everything works.
Jesus.
And I listen to Christian radio, TV, because I've been saying that everything is not like God got to go for years. And everything is like Satan's got to go. There's no appetite for it. And so when I'm watching...
That's good. There is no appetite.
There's no appetite for it.
Oh,
I like doing everything the easy way. An older mechanic told me a long time ago when I was just getting started as a young mechanic. He said, don't do it the hard way. Do it the easy way. Always do it the easy way. You have to find the easy way and do it. And it's better. So it is in life. And as I follow God, if you do what he say, easy way.
My yoke is easy and my burden is
true. And his burden is true.
But we look at doing for God is the difficult part.
We try to make it difficult.
Now I learned.
Yeah, that's the way the church look at it.
Always easy.
It's the difficult part.
You gotta find it.
But life is hard until you know what Jesus said about it. Woo!
Now, years ago, a little rewind. I ate too much sugar and my diet wasn't right. I said, I'm getting old, I'm in my 40s, I need to change what I'm doing. Or else the doctor going to tell me you can't eat that no more. I said, I crave what I need the most. And that worked better than any diet plan out there. I started craving turnip greens. I started craving things that I needed. My body cried out for it. And then... the things I didn't eat, I kind of lost appetite for it. Then I could, I don't have to, I don't like diet because now you're restricting, it's frustrating. But now I just want to eat what I need, and I eat more fruit in the morning, but it works. So
that's beautiful.
I said, now what if there's something that I didn't, something in my blind spot? Because I learned warfare from the Lord and from Satan. Satan will give you a thought. If you don't do anything about it, it'll grow like lemon. And you won't even know it. Then he'll surprise you why he thinks you're weak. And now all this has happened. So everything that I knew of, I rebuke it. But what about the things that's in my blind spot? That when God tells me to do something, I feel restricted. I feel like I can't do it. That's not God. That's not liberty. That's not of him. That's something, that restriction didn't come from him. But it came from somewhere. Which is the enemy. Mm-hmm. So I started saying, everything that's not like God got to go, and everything that's just like Satan, it's got to go. And my appetites for things started changing. Mm-hmm. And everything that was already in place got better. Things that needed help got help.
Once you weeded your garden.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
And the best way to weed a garden is just yield to the Holy Spirit.
Understanding.
I learned. If you're going to win and grow in life, don't ever do it in your strength. Don't do it in history. Don't worry about the things that ain't right. Just speak. Like Charles Capps used to say, speak. Speak life.
Speak
to your life. And mean it.
Yes.
And you know why? Because the word is alive.
It's alive.
You speak in life. The word is a living substance. We think it's dead, but it's a living substance.
And it walks around in us.
Yeah.
Right now.
I think I told you guys.
This world was
the word. So I had to park under a tree.